This is the Encouragement for Life podcast. If you are alive and breathing, then we can all use some encouragement. Not if, but when life knocks you down, we are here to pick you back up. Now, here is your host, Derek Brown.
Well, hey, everybody. Hope y'all are doing good today. Hey, look, we want to continue on the series of the lies that we believe. Today, just want to touch on one of the lies that I think a lot of us believe, and that is, it's easier to avoid problems than to face them. You know, this is one that kind of hit home for me, you know, really thinking about it. And, a lot of us, what we do is when we have a problem, what we'll do is we'll avoid the problem and we'll procrastinate taking care of the problem, hoping that it'll go away, right? Instead of what we should do is chip away at the problem. You know, whenever the problems come, we should face it and figure out what to do with it, move on. But what we like to do, we have this belief that, you know, if we just avoid it, it'll all work itself out and go away. In other words, you know, maybe you're driving down the road, you got a noise under the hood of your car. And you think, oh, well, you know, it'll go away. Or what about some small charges on those credit cards that, you know, you charge this and that, you know, and you think, well, you know, they'll go away. Or maybe there's a conflict in a relationship, a marriage or something that you have, and you don't pay any attention to it. You just think, it'll go away. And so what happens is these things will pile up. And they all kind of, they could hit you at one time, and it could be a cycle, but, you know, we can't tell ourselves that to avoid problems at all costs. You know, a lot of us like to do this. We like to just avoid problems at all costs. We don't want to deal with problems. We think they'll just go away, but, you know, what I've learned is, you know, these, you know, problems have to be handled. And, you know, I think it's best to go ahead and handle them immediately. You know, the people that avoid the pain, you know, of the problems that come, usually what happens is we end up with actually more pain in the long run. You know we kind of want to sacrifice no pain for now, but it ends up giving us more pain in the long run. You know, those are the ones that face the pain immediately. Go ahead and just take care of it. You know, what we do, what happens is we save ourselves a great deal of suffering in the long term. So it's really as simple as that. You know, and so wherever you're at in your life, if, you know, you've got some problems that you've been avoiding for a long time, you know, I want to just encourage you to take a look at these problems and see if you can't just chip away at them, just bits at a time. You know, I ain't saying go tackle all the problems you have, but, you know, when a problem comes, and if you can go ahead and take care of that thing and move on and face that problem, it's going to help not build up in the long run. When you got several little things, they can add up to big things later, and we can have tremendous suffering in the long run if we don't take care of those things. And so I just want to encourage you with that today. I don't want to discourage you, but I want to encourage you to, it's okay to face problems. We all got them. And what I've learned is they don't go away. I mean, yes, some things may go away, maybe temporarily, but, you know, there's a lot of things that we kind of fool ourselves into thinking that, you know, these things will go away but really don't. They're still there. Maybe we forgot about them, and maybe they'll show up in a time that we really don't need them to show up, but they're not going anywhere. You know, and there's a book called The Road Less Traveled, And in the book, it's talks about, you know, Scott Peck noted in the book, he said, fear and the pain involved, almost all of us, to a greater or lesser degree, attempt to avoid problems. We procrastinate, hoping that they will go away. We ignore them, forget them, pretend they don't even exist. We attempt to get out of them rather than suffer through them. And so I love that. I love the very last thing he says is, you know, suffer through them. You know, it's okay to suffer. You know, a lot of us avoid suffering. We hate suffering. But what if I told you that we all suffer, and suffering is part of life. And so when you have issues and problems, what I encourage you to do is not run from the suffering or the problem, but go ahead and embrace it. And what'll happen is then the problems will work out. And then the fear will go away, the fear of another problem. And see, and we turn that thing around, we turn that perspective around of, you know, we're not afraid of problems anymore. When a problem comes, we actually look forward to it, because it's a chance to grow. And one of the ways we grow is through suffering and through doing hard things that is not comfortable. You know, we can never grow in our comfort zone. And so when we have a problem, I just encourage you to take a look at these problems and face them. Speak to them. If it's a relationship, go talk to the person. If you got some noise under your hood, take a look at that thing. You know, go ahead and take care of it now. It could be a small problem now if you take care of it. But if you don't take care of it, then it may wind up being a huge problem later. And so I hope you guys got encouraged with that today. I hope it helped you. But it is one of the lies that we believe. And I hope that from here out, what you'll start doing is when you have a problem, go ahead and take care of that thing. Just don't let them pile up on us. All right, guys, have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.